What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, March 29th, 2011. And, you know, we're just cranking on into the week, looking at the news and all kind of stuff is happening. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And I need to scroll back here. Matt is our board op today, sitting in the control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble as we plow on through this ever-growing pile of USDA choice bovine excrement that the corporate media is throwing at us in the hopes that we're not going to figure out just how bad things are right now. Obviously, last night, Barack Obama got on TV, and he did his sales pitch about why we needed to be in Libya, and why it wasn't going to cost us anything, and why it was the right thing to do, and how we're, you know, we're not really siding with the rebels. We're just trying to calm things down with cruise missiles and depleted uranium. And this morning they're already saying, well, maybe we are going to give guns and everything to the Libyans. And I'm a little bit upset. First of all, Obama's rationale for going into Libya almost perfectly mirrors the one that Adolf Hitler used to go into Poland. And, you know, we've got to go in there and we've got to save those loyal Germans who are being abused by the ruling party of Poland and blah, 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 blah. And it's the same lies in a new wrapper. And the funny thing is, one of the reasons Obama did so well in the campaign of 2008 is he is a very good speaker. And he does have the capacity to inspire people. But that only works if people are willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. And after all the campaign promises he's broken, for him to get out there and try and work that same trick on us again is actually a little insulting. And I found it impossible to last all the way through the speech. I simply reached a point where I said, this is nonsense. It's just more of the same crud. And I switched channels and I went off to do something else here. But it's obvious that, you know, they're going into Libya. They've already convinced the Libyan rebels the price of being saved from Israel's mercenaries is to allow a privately owned private central bank to be brought into being inside Libya. Remember, Libya, up until this moment, the reason Gaddafi was being demonized by everybody around the world is Libya's central bank was owned by the government and based the monetary supply on units of value, the dinar, and they did not charge the public interest for use of the public currency. That's the model the United States started with back in 1776. But one by one, the nations of the world have been subverted by these private central banks run by the money junkies, of the money junkies, and for the money junkies. And Libya did not want to be part of that. And that's the reason, I think, that it was manipulated, first of all, into this revolution, got hijacked when Israel sent in all these mercenaries to put the rebels into a corner where they had to make a deal saying, yes, we need your help to prevent Gaddafi from murdering us all, and yes, we'll let you have a Libyan Federal Reserve in exchange. And so unfortunately, sadly, for all the talk of freedom and democracy, all the Libyan people are doing is they're trading one tyrant living nearby for 1,000 tyrants spread across the globe in every single bank on planet Earth. And this is not an improvement. And the Libyans are going to know this simply by looking at what happened in the United States of America. In the almost 100 years since we were cursed with our most recent private central bank, look where we are right now. We're in the worst economic crash in U.S. history, greater than the Great Depression. This is the new greatest depression, and it's not showing any signs of recovery. But by golly, those bankers, they're raking in the money hand over fist, and that may come back to bite us in another area that we're going to be talking about as we get into the show. When we come back from this next commercial break, we're going to be spending a little bit of time on the Fukushima disaster. It is bad and getting worse. And the government is just shoveling the manure at you to try and keep you from thinking how bad this has really screwed up here. So we're going to take a break for some commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
F Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to be talking about the Fukushima situation and its ramifications for the United States over this next segment, two segments maybe. And it occurs to me right now, we're seeing more and more parallels between the regime of Barack Obama and that of his predecessor, George Bush. Both of them had a company that was just mired deep in the corruptive influence of the executive branch. In the Bush-Cheney administration, that company, of course, was Halliburton. And tremendous amounts of corruption and favoritism and cronyism going on there. In the case of Barack Obama, his Halliburton is actually General Electric. They're a major, major contributor to the Obama campaign. Plus, General Electric owns a huge amount of media, NBC, Universal, CNBC, MSNBC, a lot of TV stations and radio stations across America. And so we're already seeing a corporate bias coming into the government's response to the Fukushima meltdown. You know, and this desire to protect General Electric from lawsuits, from loss of stock value. The nuclear industry as a whole, we're already hearing pronouncements from the United States federal government that Fukushima is not going to alter the United States commitment to the future of nuclear power. We're talking about that a little bit later on. But what really is starting to become very, very obvious is Obama's response to Fukushima mirrors that of Bush's response to Hurricane Katrina. Both were started by a natural disaster, a hurricane and an earthquake. And people are in danger from, in the case of Louisiana, from the flooding, and in the case of the entire United States, from radioactive fallout. And what does the government do? Does it leap into action to take care of its own citizens? No. In both Bush and Obama's case, they're so obsessed with attacking those gosh darn Muslims on behalf of Israel, they're not even paying attention to what's going on here in the United States of America. Remember how long, even with TV images of people drowning and crying and screaming for help from New Orleans, remember how long it took for the federal government to do anything at all down there in New Orleans? And the first thing that went to happen is they sent in the army to start confiscating firearms, followed by the military recruiters saying, "You've lost your home, we got a job for you." And it was just absurd. And we're seeing the same thing here. Our entire government is totally enslaved to Israel right now, and they're still out there. War on Libya, war on Syria, war on Iran, doing all radiation? Nah, nothing to worry about there. Forget about it. Radiation's good for you. And it's just absurd. They don't care. They do not care about you. They do not care about the possibility that a millionth of a gram of plutonium blown across the ocean and settling in your salad bar is an engraved invitation to cancer. They're not prepared to deal with it, no more than the U.S. was prepared to deal with flooding in New Orleans. Why? All the money for preparation for these kinds of disasters has been squandered on wars, on Israel, and keeping the Wall Street robber barons out of the prison sentences they so richly deserve. This is not good management. We are not a well-managed nation. In fact, I think we have definitely proven the Peter Principle with the United States federal government over the last couple of decades. Now, Japan is still trying to save face on this, but basically they're treating it as a wartime emergency. Japan's prime minister is saying this is the biggest problem they have faced since the end of World War II. And they keep using the phrase maximum alert, maximum alert. And what they're basically saying is they're just having to let this thing ride out. The radiation at the site is now so intense, simply standing outside the reactor buildings for 4 hours is lethal. You will die very horribly and very painfully. My sympathies go to those men and women and the families of those men and women who are trying to deal with this crisis. They know they've walked into certain death to try and deal with this. Now they can't get into these turbine tunnels where the pumps are supposed to be. Remember when they said, oh, when we get the electricity back, we'll turn the cooling systems on and everything will be just fine. Not going to happen. Those pumping rooms, those tunnels, those floodways are all flooded with this highly radioactive water, and they're now saying, yeah, okay, there's plutonium in there and it probably came from the core of Reactor 3. They're now admitting to reactor and containment breaches on at least one reactor. One report I saw out of the Japanese media says they are convinced there are meltdowns to one degree or another in reactors 1, 2, and 3, and there's still the issue of the spent fuel rod pool on reactor number 4, which is, they can't keep water in it. And, of course, all the water they're pouring onto it is basically running off, and that's part of the contamination problem. This is getting worse. The radiation gets higher every single day. And everybody's trying to put a positive face on it and trying to say, well, you know, Japan's good. Well, we're going to nationalize that one facility to save TEPCO's finances. They're still thinking about the money. They're still thinking about the money and the public relations and keeping the stock price up and everything. Basically, in the short version, TEPCO and the Japanese government and General Electric have fallen off the top of a 100-story building. Right now, they're plummeting past the 50th floor and insisting that so far, They seem to have this problem under control. So far, so good. You know, we've been through 50 floors, and hey, we're still there. We're still doing just fine. There's a big splat coming there in the very, very near future. Now, the Japanese government is asking their farmers in Japan not to plant this year's rice crop just yet. Apparently, they're concerned that all of the fields where rice is grown in these four affected prefectures may already be contaminated. And remember what I was telling you the other day about the tobacco and the polonium? If you plant food crops in soil that is contaminated, the plants will take that material in, make it part of its chemical structure. You eat that food, and it goes into your body, and it does its damage there. The biggest problem everybody is dealing with is, of course, the plutonium. American Meat is focusing on the iodine because it's easy to detect, and it doesn't last very long, and it'll go away, and you can take potassium iodide tablets, and everything will be fine. But the big monster on the horizon is the plutonium, which is very difficult to detect. My little radiation meter will not detect it. It takes very sophisticated and expensive equipment to detect whether you're being exposed to plutonium or not. And the people who've got that equipment have already been caught lying, misrepresenting, and concealing information from the public. So it's a very, very uncertain situation. Japanese water processing plants are now saying that rainwater collection, which is part of their water processing, is not allowed anymore. If you're using collected rainwater, they're telling you don't drink it. You know, pour it on the ground somewhere. You know, turn off your rainwater collection. Don't even pour it down the drain, because then it goes into the recycling reprocessing plant and comes back out somebody else's tap water. Now, they're detecting radioactivity from Fukushima all across the United States of America. We're still very lucky here in Hawaii. Our radiation levels are up slightly, but still in the safe limit. Most of it seems to just be well north of us. Sadly, up on along Alaska, that whole area following that North Pacific cyclic current down there to the western United States. So what is our government actually doing here in this post-Fukushima time here? I mean, think about how the government, how the U.S. government, and ask yourself, as I go through this entire list, is this good management? Is this how you want the government to run your country for your benefit? When the economy imploded in 2008, what did the U.S. federal government do? Did it crack down on Wall Street fraud? Did it force these bankrupted companies to admit it was the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities that had destroyed the economy? Did it rein in the funny business? No, it didn't. It just covered up how bad things were, used claims of national security to keep a lid on everything, and looted the American people to the tune of $14 trillion to help Wall Street buy back all this bad paper, these fraudulent mortgage-backed securities they'd sold around the world, so that the Wall Street executives didn't have to go to jail. That's how the U.S. government handled that crisis. They made a conscious choice that putting millions of Americans out of their homes was a sacrifice they were glad to make to keep their buddies on Wall Street in their executive mansions. Their $800,000 Bugattis and their $100,000 wristwatches and their $200 hamburgers. That was a conscious choice by this government. Now, last year in the Gulf of Mexico, when British Petroleum and Transocean Drilling, through criminal negligence, destroyed the Deepwater Horizon oil well and caused the biggest single oil spill in history, the United States government covered it up. Declared the problem was over last July. President Obama and one of his daughters went down to Florida and swam in some water that sort of kind of maybe near the Gulf of Mexico, but wasn't actually in the Gulf of Mexico. Put the picture on the newspaper and say, see, the water is safe. Then they changed the testing requirements for seafood. They raised the level of toxic chemicals that can be found in seafood before it's declared to be unsafe to just above what was coming out of the Gulf of Mexico. And then when that didn't work, they simply bought it all up and fed it to our soldiers. Now, do you remember when they had the melamine scandal, where all this baby food and pet food was coming over from China, and it had this melamine, this synthetic protein plastic-like compound that's used as a food filler? And it's toxic, and it's harmful. And the U.S. government did a hue and cry, gosh darn those Chinese for putting that stuff in baby food. How could they possibly do that? Then somebody mentioned, you know, American baby food companies are doing the same thing. And all of a sudden, the FDA goes, harumph, harumph, well, we've re-examined the toxicity of melamine, and we have reset the maximum safe exposure below which it's okay to feed this to babies. And they set it just above the level in the American baby food. There are more examples of this. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about this continuous chain, this pattern of simply not paying attention to what's happening here in the United States. And when things go bad, instead of saying, yeah, they went bad, changing the rules, changing the goalposts so that things, you know, can be declared by executive imperial fiat to be okay. And we were just talking about the situation with the melamine, this artificial protein-like plastic that is used as a bulk filler in certain food products. And there was this huge scandal where this melamine was found in baby food and pet food being imported from China. It was a big stink. How horrible, how dastardly those Chinese were by putting this stuff in baby food for American babies. How could they be that heartless? And then it came out that American baby food makers were doing exactly the same thing. And everybody was up in arms about, oh, well, you know, oh, this is horrible. You know, we can't have this. And then the FDA comes out and says, well, you know, we've taken another look at this. We've decided that maybe melamine isn't such a bad thing after all. And they set a new maximum allowable level for this component, this thing. I'm not even going to call it food. It's a chemical in baby food. And they set it just above the amount that the American baby food manufacturers have been using. So they get to go on doing what they're doing. And now the FDA says, oh, yeah, it's okay. Trust us. It's safe now. It hadn't been safe 2 weeks before. It had been a terrible, terrible thing, and so forth and so on. And then we have all this situation where, well, let's just cut to the end of the chase here. Now we have the situation in Fukushima. And remember, after months and months and months of being told that a single terrorist with a briefcase full of dynamite that has been salted, tainted with radioactive debris of some kind, could make an entire American city uninhabitable. We've been hearing that as part of this whole Al-Qaeda bash the Muslims and bash the Arabs kind of propaganda. We've been told that a single dirty bomb, you know, briefcase full of dynamite blended with some radioactive debris, could make an entire American city uninhabitable. Now, all of a sudden, we have six wrecked nuclear reactors in various stages of meltdown and leaking. And the government is now saying, no, no big deal. Nothing to worry about here. We're too busy bombing Libya and all these other countries on behalf of Israel. We can't be bothered with concerns about fallout over the American people. You're just being picky. And so what is the EPA doing right now to deal with this crisis? They are resetting what is considered maximum safe levels of exposure to radiation here in the United States of America. They're not fixing the problem. They really can't fix the problem. Nobody's got a solution to this one right now. So what are they going to do? They're going to reset the benchmarks and say, see, it's safe. This kind of radiation is safe. And we're still seeing these ludicrous stories in the media about how, you know, small amounts of radiation are actually good for you. And that is absolutely absurd. And I pulled one of them off the net, and I took a closer look at it. And the headline on this one is the story, basically, they're talking about these studies that were done on beagles in the 1970s and 1980s by the U.S. Department of Energy. Okay, the U.S. Department of Energy took a bunch of beagles, dogs, puppies, and they basically exposed them to plutonium dust and basically blew it down their noses and down their lungs in various amounts to watch what happened. And the results of that study was that, ta-da, when you breathe in a particle of plutonium, you're going to get lung cancer. They needed to kill a bunch of dogs to know this, but this is what they did. Now, all of a sudden, okay, we see in this story this line, recently, the government decided to reassess the old data. They haven't done any new experiments. They've gone back to this experiment that said plutonium will kill you. And they do their statistical normalization processing on it. This is the same stuff that Michael Mann was using to hide the decline in global temperatures to continue to sell the global warming agenda. You know, if you wondered where all those really creative accountants from Enron went after they fell apart, I think they're working over at the U.S. Department of Energy. Because now all of a sudden, after a re-examination and recollation of the data, they've discovered that low levels of radiation are actually good for you, that you're going to get less cancers. Okay? This is the new claim coming out. Radiation is your friend. Radiation is good for you. Bull biscuits. I mean, we've seen this kind of creative number crunching with not only with Enron, but with the manipulation of the unemployment figures, with the whole economic reports. You know, we're used to seeing numbers being used to lie to us all along. Are you willing to bet your life that this one time out of so many lies, the government is actually being truthful with you? I'm not. I absolutely am not willing to bet my life or the life of my wife that the government is being honest and truthful with us now, after all the lies about Saddam's nuclear weapons, after all the lies about Iran's nuclear weapons, about all the lies about the economy and how it's turning around and glimmers of hope and lights at end of tunnel, all the rest of all these lies for the last decade after decade after decade. You want to bet your life that this one time the government is telling the truth? Because if you say yes, you're an idiot. You absolutely are an idiot if you trust the government now after all the lies that we have seen at this point. All right, we're going to take a break for some commercials. We'll be back with more about Fukushima after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones. Karen Tostado, United We Strike. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Well, strikes are becoming more apparent on the Internet. There's a group that is calling for a strike and a walkout tomorrow, and I hope people will pay attention and honor that. And we also are hoping people will build for the strike April 15th, 16th, 17th, and if there are enough of us, beyond that, because we just cannot continue to sit by and allow these impeachable offenses, wars in other parts of the world, depleted uranium, not to mention the ridiculous meltdown here in Fukushima, without stopping to consider healing and what we can do to turn this around. And the one thing that we can do to turn this around is stop playing their game and going by their rules.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right, because their rules are working for them but not for us. I mean, we're looking at a government of the United States of America that, in its eagerness to please Israel and shower young American men and women's lives and all of our tax money all over these wars against the heathen Arab Muslims, are simply abandoning their responsibility to the people of the United States of America. And that's why I was saying earlier in the show, you know, the Fukushima is Obama's Katrina. We have an emergency, a very real threat of radiation-caused illnesses sweeping across the United States of America, And Obama's doing nothing about it except telling the FDA, you know, raise that safety limit for radiation exposure so that Americans who do get cancer and leukemia and massive birth defects in the coming years can't sue my good buddy General Electric. This is not good management of the country. And we pour our money. Now they're trying to find new taxes. They've completely squandered all the money they took from us already. Now they're trying to find new taxes. They couldn't get a carbon tax. Now they want to put a GPS tracker on our car and tax us everywhere that we drive, as well as keeping track on where we're going. And it's not going to stop until we, the American people, stand up and say no. There is no freedom without the freedom to say no, and we need to reclaim that freedom right now.
That's exactly right. And 3 days, if it's only 3 days, or tomorrow, folks, think about what we do. We still are working to pay the taxes that buy the depleted uranium. Instead of the world focusing on clearing and healing and helping with Japan, we're too busy bombing other countries who we've supported their dictators in the past. Folks, it is absolutely unconscionable to keep going about business as usual and think that something is going to change. It does not. Those IMFers are behind everything. Pharmaganda right now is celebrating joyously because of all the people who will be sick in all the years to come if we do not change our thinking and if we do not change the way that we go about demanding change. Our lack of participation, instead of driving to protest, instead of spending your money on gas, instead of having to get out of the comfort of your home, we need to be home thinking about how we can protect ourselves, how we can protect our families, what we're going to do for
Absolutely.
Food, thinking about indoor Absolutely. Gardens.
And water. This is a major problem. I mean, we have a government which all the way back, you know, with all of these things I listed in the preceding segment of the show, whether it was, covering up for British Petroleum, covering up for the mortgage-backed security fraud, covering up for all of these things time and again. This is a government that is not on the side of the American people. Why should we pay taxes to and obey a government that is not interested in what we, the people, want? We're in the same situation this country was in back in 1776. We've got a tax-happy government that's looting the people to pay for foreign wars and not at all interested in our own welfare.
Right.
Back then, we had the gonads to do something about it. We're seeing the people of Iceland fired their government through their bankers in jail. We should be doing that here and taking all that money, you know, to deal with some of these problems that we've got. And here's where it gets really, really sick, okay? The whole world is going to have to unite to deal with this Fukushima disaster and the cleanup afterwards. We're still looking for ideas on how this is going to be done. But it seems like all of our governments are saying, no, we're not going to worry about that because we've got to go kill Muslims. We've got to kill Arab Muslims. That is our high priority because the invisible man in the clouds that nobody else can see or hear says that we have to go kill Muslims or we won't be allowed into heaven. And they're turning their backs on the people of the rest of the world. There are so many things that could have been done to make this a safer, more healthy country. Everybody's out there screaming about global warming and we need a carbon tax, and it's all a complete hoax. Here we have a real environmental catastrophe on our hands. And our government doesn't want to do a thing about it except, oh, well, we're going to reset, you know, the dangerous level of radiation so it's no longer dangerous. Isn't that wonderful? Look how powerful and magical we are. Last week, this much radiation would have been a death sentence. Today, no, this is perfectly healthy stuff. This is good for you.
Right, and at the same time, the Navy and the Air Force are still bombing in the Pacific Ocean with their war games. And dolphins are turning up dead on beaches as the result of blasts. So not only is the ongoing BP Gulf massacre continuing, affecting 10 to 40 billion people, but while we go to work every single solitary day, they are destroying our planet on every single front they can possibly think of. Folks, it is time to stop. Even if you just stop so that you can do your own research, come to your own conclusions, we are being screwed. Look at Obama's words in 2007 about what would happen if Bush went and attacked Iran or Iraq. He's doing exactly what he said that he would not allow. Look at Biden's words. These are traitors. These are traitors, and we go around doing everything we can to make sure that they can stay in office so we can continue to chase them down halls to look at bills and have them blow us off. It is totally unacceptable. If we don't show up, if we don't work, we're the backbone of this country. We're the drivers. We're the farmers. They're trying to take everything away from us. If we stop, this system will roll to a stop, and we can clean up locally. Locally. Start with the sheriff. Start within your own home and your own community. Folks, if we don't take this opportunity and do it quickly, we will be lost.
You know, absolutely. You have to look in that mirror right now and ask yourself, okay, is the government gambling with your life, your children's lives, and their children's children? Are we condemned to see an epidemic of massive birth deformities afflicting the United States of America? Okay? From all this radiation. We've already seen when they showered depleted uranium all over Iraq. The next generation came along. Huge numbers of these severe birth defects. Our own military families who served in the Gulf, in Iraq, came home, got married, started to have families. There's an epidemic of severe birth defects among our own military family children. Nobody wants to talk about it because we all know where it comes from. And the U.S. government has decided, just like it was acceptable to take a million Americans' homes away from them to save Wall Street, that cancer and leukemia and birth defects is just the price to pay to have whatever future it is they imagine they're bringing about. This is a government that absolutely has no concern for you or your well-being. You're just a walking wallet to them. You're just more money or more soldiers being bred for them. You're a farm animal. You're not even a human being to them anymore.
No,
you're just livestock.
We're consumers.
Time for stampede.
We're consumers. We're collateral on their debt.
Not anymore, we're not.
Things to be experimented on. And they sit back and they watch. They've got their underground cities and bunkers. They're okay. It doesn't matter what they do to our world. But, folks, if you're concerned about your family, especially now with as much rain as we're getting, are you getting rain over there, Michael?
Actually, today we've got a rather clear sky. It's a rather beautiful day. Spring finally has shown up here.
We have rain after rain after rain. I mean, in Oregon, that's pretty much par for the course. But it is unusual now just to make sure that if anything does make it over here, it's going to hit us. It's going to hit the ground. It's going to affect the agriculture. You know,
yes.
Folks, we can unite. We can turn this around. And Michael, have you seen any of the pictures of Dr. Emoto's work with water?
No, I haven't. If you could, like, maybe email that information to me, I'll take a look at it. I am going to have to let you go, though, because I want to get back onto the focus at Fukushima. There's some new developments coming along that I really want to get onto, okay?
All right, thank you, and I hope folks use this disaster to spur you to action or non-action as it is. April 15th through 17th, UnitedWeStrike.com, and support the strike tomorrow. Thank you, Michael.
All right, thank you very much, Karen. Listen, at this point, looking at what's going on around the world and how our entire nation has been allowed to crumble into ruin, and now we're just being put out there to be showered with all this radioactivity, and all the government is doing is saying, it's good for you. Remember when the thimerosal, the mercury in vaccines, was linked to autism? What did the government do? It passed a law saying you couldn't sue the vaccine makers and said, we decree by our imperial highnessnessness that there is no link between mercury and autism. And yet we've had like our sixth peer-reviewed study just got published showing there is such a link. And the government says, no, we have decreed there is no link. Therefore, there won't be one. And it goes on and on and on just like that. Now, the story that's breaking now, this is just coming in. Japan may have lost the race to save the nuclear reactor. Japan is now admitting that the core of one of the reactors has melted through the bottom of the containment vessel and onto the ground below. It is a full-on, for real meltdown. And what's amazing is they're still saying, but there's no danger that this will turn into another Chernobyl. We're there. What do you think happened at Chernobyl that's not happening here? It's out of the reactor core. It is out of containment. It is burning its way into the ground. And remember what I told you a week ago. That power station is just a few feet above the water table. If that fissioning radioactive slag hits the water table, there will be a steam explosion that will blast all of that reactor's contents all over the North Pacific. So it is. It's getting worse. And we still say, I can't believe in the same article saying, oh, but this will not be Chernobyl. The media has been given their orders. Downplay it, trivialize it, poke fun at anybody who says this is a serious problem. When it was happening in Russia, oh, great chance to bash those commies. Oh, look at how they messed it up. They've screwed Europe. They are evil. They are terrible people. But when it's our own reactors, like a Three Mile Island, or the reactors of a friend like Japan that are built, or rather designed by an American company, General Electric, and the whole nuclear power industry is saying, you know, this is our third strike. This could really finish us if the people get upset about it. I know, we'll bomb Libya as a distraction, and we'll tell them radiation's good for them, and they'll eat it all up because they believe everything that the media and the government tells them. And those of us who have been saying for the last 3 weeks, this is a dangerous situation, we were right, we were telling you the truth, and all these people like, what's his name, Kramer, over at CNBC, was saying, ah, it's nothing, it's a and nothing's going to go wrong. Well, now it's being reported, this is in The Guardian, at least one of the reactors has, the fuel rods have melted, they're fissioning, they've burned through the reactor core itself, and they've burned through containment. That is exactly... let me read that to you all over again. This is a direct quote. The radioactive core in a reactor at the crippled Fukushima nuclear power plant appears to have melted through the bottom of its containment vessel. And then they keep going on and say, yeah, it's bad, but it's not going to be Chernobyl. Actually, the Japanese government and TEPCO did raise the severity of this situation to a level 6. It's a 7-level scale with perfectly safe at the bottom, number 1, and Chernobyl as number 7. Three Mile Island is considered a 5. Japan has already said, we're now at level 6 at Fukushima. This is a bad, bad situation, and it's getting worse. Okay, going to go to the phones. Clayton in Texas. Aloha, Clayton. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Hey, this situation of Fukushima, do you think we could be potentially looking at not an extinction, but a mass depopulation event setting up here with the food supply and the Pacific Ocean? And I mean, last time I checked, there's 7 billion people on this planet. We got to feed them somehow.
Yeah, that is a big situation. And, you know, it's one thing for the U.S. government to change the safety levels for petrochemicals and seafood in the Gulf of Mexico and say, oh, trust us, it's safe. You know, and if you don't buy it, we'll feed it to the soldiers because they don't know any better, because most of us don't have the means to go around testing our own seafood to see whether it's safe or not. And by the way, the Gulf seafood industry still took a major, major hit anyway. But anybody can walk around with a radiation meter and see if there's radioactivity coming from the salad bar and the seafood. And the reality is, Japan has already said, coastal fishing along those prefectures is now shut down. They don't dare take the risk. There was a horrible, horrible accident many, many years ago when the United States was conducting these nuclear tests here in the Pacific, and they set off this bomb that was like 3 times more powerful than they were expecting. And the fallout hit a Japanese fishing ship. And the U.S. government did not bother to tell this Japanese fishing ship what it is they'd run into. So it sailed back to Japan. The crew were getting sick and dying, but they didn't know what was going on. So they took the fish out of this fishing boat, and they sold it into the Japanese fishing markets. And the Japanese people bought it, and hundreds, thousands came down with various forms of radiation sickness. So the Japanese are very sensitive to this issue.
Yeah, I mean, the reason I'm laughing is not because it's funny, just because I'm just in awestruck by the enormity of this problem. I mean, I don't think it's exaggeration to say we could be looking at the whole northern part of Japan as being a wasteland. I mean, just inhabitable.
People are already talking about Tokyo may have to be abandoned.
What do you do with 30 million people?
Well, you send them someplace else. You know, you cut them up, mix them with melamine, and sell them as dog food. I don't know what they're going to do.
I don't know. I'm just utterly perplexed and nonplussed by the situation, and I've been trying to think of I took up your challenge trying to think of a solution, and I can't come up with one, so hopefully someone smarter than me can do it. So thanks for the show, Mike. I can keep listening.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. Well, part of the problem, and we're seeing this right here and right now, is the situation at Fukushima has sort of they're ticking it along, hoping it'll sort of go out by itself, and it didn't. It's getting worse. It's getting worse. I mean, this is a full-on meltdown out of at least one of the reactors. and they're admitting that three of the reactors are in various stages of meltdown. We've had one burn through. This thing is getting worse. It is out of containment. It is a classic China syndrome underway right now. And they still, in the media, the same article that's talking about how it's burned through containment, it's onto the concrete floor and working its way down into the soil. And they're still saying, oh, but it won't be Chernobyl. They've been given their marching orders. Oh, this is no big deal. And, you know, we're really busy bombing the heck out of Libya. We've got to focus on the important things in life. You know, dropping, you know, cruise missiles with depleted uranium warheads all over the Libyan people to make them free. That's what really matters right now. It's just absolutely absurd. But, and I think about all these people hired by public relations firms working for General Electric or various nuclear interests, and they've been running around the net screaming, oh, you're just a fear monger. None of this stuff is going to happen. Okay, well, guess what? It did. And we're still not at the end of the situation. China syndrome, maybe Japan syndrome. We should call it Japan syndrome. Or actually, it's going to go through. It's Tennessee syndrome. We're going to be right back.
Introducing the new Go Berkey kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're getting more information updated on that situation at Fukushima. It is reactor number 2 that has burned through its pressure vessel and its containment. and is now basically burning through the floor of the building and into the ground in a real-life China syndrome, although obviously it won't reach China. It'll hit the water table, and then things are going to get really, really ugly. Now, Reactor 2 is not the reactor with the controversial MOX fuel, the multiple oxide fuel that is a blend of uranium and reprocessed plutonium from earlier spent fuel rods. But because Reactor 2 was nearing the end of its current fuel cycle, there is ample plutonium in that core anyway as a waste product. And it is the plutonium that is going to be the greatest danger to everybody in Japan and the North Pacific and the North American continent. And they've detected this stuff already all the way over to the Azores in Portugal. It has gone around the Northern Hemisphere already. Our little inexpensive radiation meters that we can buy on the internet will detect beta and gamma rays. Most of them do not detect alpha emissions, and that is what is coming from the plutonium when it's not fissioning. And the plutonium has, everyone's talking about, iodine's half-life is only 7 days. It'll be gone in a little while. What they're not talking about is that plutonium-239, which is one of the isotopes they know are coming out of these leaking reactors. The half-life of plutonium-239 is 24,000 years. It takes 24,000 years for a given amount of plutonium-239 to lose half its radioactivity. Then it takes another 24,000 years for that remaining radioactivity to lose another half, another 24,000, and it never really goes away. It's an exponential downward curve. What is most frightening about this crisis is the awareness that we are being lied to by TEPCO, by the government of Japan, by General Electric, and all of the media General Electric owns or influences, and by Barack Obama, who owes General Electric major political favors. The entire system is dominated by the money junkies. And I made a comment on one of my articles. I want to see if I can find it here. Okay, this is a comment, and I want to get this out here. Safe nuclear power, reliable space shuttles, rupture-proof dams, sturdy bridges, leak-proof oil wells are all possible. You just have to not allow the money junkies to make the safety decisions. In every major disaster, from Challenger to Chernobyl to Deepwater Horizon to Fukushima, it always comes down to some business executive looking at dollar signs, making the decision to not spend the money on the very safety system that would have averted the disaster. It is the overarching quest for profit, not the underlying technology, that is the enemy of all humankind. People are starting to talk about thorium reactors and how much safer they are, and they are. Wish we could build some if we still had that $14 trillion that the U.S. government spent to keep the Wall Street crooks out of prison. We could buy 130 thorium reactors for the United States of America. That might not be a bad idea. Apparently, there have been 14 close calls in nuclear reactors here in the United States of America just in the last 2 years. We'll be right back after station identification.